It's July. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We think we saw one fly up just now, but it's really noisy out here, even at 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you would have thought we came out to the Indianapolis Speedway to record this month's Nature Almanac spot. We're in the Bobolink Meadows off Cherryvale Road at dawn, trying to avoid the traffic sound on US 36. But these are beautiful meadows, knee-high grasses and sedges, and it's one of several places along South Boulder Creek floodplain where bobolinks nest.
Here is what Thoreau said about their flight display. This flashing, tinkling meteor bursts through the expectant meadow air, leaving a train of tinkling notes behind.
There, one just flew up and then went back down into the grass. There, it's flying over there to the east and singing while it's flying. So what you hear is a very complex, jumbly song with sweet notes and chattery notes.
In addition to being virtuoso singers, bobolinks are beautiful. Some people say they look as though they have a tuxedo on backwards. They're mostly black with white on the back and a pale golden cap on the back of the head.
And the reason we get excited about bobolinks is this is the only place virtually in Colorado where they nest. They're an eastern species, and we think they're a relic species from the Ice Age. Because we have these very wet meadows along South Boulder Creek, we still have more eastern habitat here, more like tallgrass prairie. And these bobolinks have been hanging on nesting here for probably the last 10,000 years as the climate dried out. Bobolink populations have declined steeply the last couple of decades because they winter in South America rice fields in places like Brazil. You get clouds of bobolinks in these rice fields, and of course the farmers don't like that and they shoot them. Countries throughout the Americas are working on bobolink habitat restoration up here in the north and on agreements with agriculturalists in South America to protect some of the wintering flocks.
He's flying, he's leaving. He's going up in the air again. Higher, higher, higher. Oh, there are two of them in the air now.
Two male bobolinks met both while singing. Oh, maybe 50 feet off the ground. Now one's chasing the other across the meadow. We have at least three singing males in this field, so we should have at least three nests this summer.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.